AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's Election Day again in Georgia. Two Senate seats are being contested. It will determine which party has the majority in the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence is in a precarious spot heading into tomorrow's tally in Congress of Electoral College votes that will formalize Joe Biden's victory. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After the House and Senate record the state's electoral votes, Pence's job will be to announce who won. The role is largely pro forma. President Trump, though, sees it differently.
I hope Mike Pence comes through for us.
He's urging Pence to essentially change the election's outcome, tweeting Pence has the power to reject fraudulently chosen voters. That's not how Brooklyn Law School Electoral College expert Wilfred Codrington reads the Constitution.
There is no power he has to overturn the will.
Pence is now stuck between his constitutional role and a potential 2024 White House contender, hoping to avoid angering his boss and the GOP base. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Columbus, Ohio, a memorial service for Andre Hill.
This city is better because he lived among us, and he should not have had to leave the way he left.
That is Bishop Timothy Clark. Hill was black. He was shot and killed by a white police officer in Columbus days before Christmas. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo would like more coronavirus vaccines.
It's a very long timeline at this supply rate. So the supply rate has to increase.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says he's disappointed China hasn't finalized permissions for the arrival of teams of experts into China to examine origins of the coronavirus. The vessel's owner says armed Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops stormed a South Korean tanker and forced the ship to change course and travel to Iran. This is AP News. Amazon is adding more jets to its fleet.
Amazon says it has bought 7 jets from Delta and 4 from WestJet Airlines to boost its growing delivery network. The 11 jets will be converted to hold cargo instead of passengers. The WestJet planes will be added to Amazon's fleet this year and the Delta planes next year. No word on how much Amazon is paying, but this marks the first time the company has bought jets for delivery purposes. Over the past couple of years, it has been leasing planes. Amazon wants to deliver more packages itself and rely less on UPS, the Postal Service, and other carriers. I'm Mike Kemp.
The developers of the now-canceled Atlantic Coast Pipeline have laid out plans for how they want to go about unwinding the work that was done for the multi-state natural gas project and restoring disturbed land. It's a 2-year timeline for efforts across West Virginia, and North Carolina. Ed Donahue, AP News.